This episode of First Past the Post will cover the median nerve and median nerve injuries, right? So this nerve is at the C6 through C8 points and at T1. Typical causes of injury here. So you can have a proximal lesion, right? That typically involves fracture of the supracondylar humerus. You can also have a distal lesion that will typically occur with carpal tunnel syndrome and cases where there's a disc located lunate. In terms of motor deficit, patients will have problems with thumb opposition, wrist flexion, and lateral finger flexion, right? So the first problem is typically associated with proximal lesions. The last two are associated with distal lesions. In terms of sensory deficit, patients with proximal lesions will have problems detecting things on the dorsal and palmar aspects of the lateral fingers, or at least some of the fingers, right, as well as at the thenar eminence. And for distal lesions, patients will have problems detecting things on the dorsal and palmar aspects of the lateral fingers, right, or at least three of them, right. Signs here for the proximal lesion, patients will present with ape's hand. With the distal lesion, by way of contrast, patients may present with a Pope's blessing, right? So that's an ulnar deviation of the wrist upon wrist flexion. And that concludes this episode on the median nerve and median nerve injuries.